From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump continues his Asia trip in Vietnam for a second day of meetings with Asian economic leaders, championing a strong America First agenda and an address to regional business leaders. He's been attending the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit on Saturday, one of several summits he's planning to attend during a five-country Asian tour. The U.S. president attended the summit's welcome event and gala dinner Friday evening, where he was seen shaking hands and exchanging a few words with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Members of the Trans-Pacific Partnership have agreed to continue working on the proposed trade deal despite early Canadian resistance and talks that had raised new doubts about its survival. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
A major breakthrough in talks in the Trans-Pacific Partnership at the APEC summit, the 11 countries involved agreeing to keep the deal alive. Moving ahead with the TPP is a boost for the principle of multilateral trade agreements after U.S. President Donald Trump ditched the deal this year, touting an America First policy, which was once again his focus in his speech at the summit on Friday.
The United States will no longer turn a blind eye to violations, cheating, or economic aggression.
But there's still a lot of work to be done for the remaining nations of the TPP. The countries have committed to the core elements of a deal, but officials say there are still areas that need consensus for a finalized version. Japan has been lobbying hard for the agreement, which aims to eliminate tariffs on industrial and farm products, partly to counter China's growing dominance in Asia.
And President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing that there's no military solution to the conflict. This is VOA News. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that the body of one of the four U.S. Marines killed last month in Niger by militants was found with arms bound, apparently executed. The U.S. military attributes the attack to the associates of the Islamic State. That attack comes under scrutiny after initial accounts were questioned. UN officials say that the United States and Italy have organized an informal UN Security Council meeting on Venezuela aimed at preventing the crisis in that country from turning into a security threat. The meeting comes as Venezuela faces the possibility of defaulting on its debt. A committee of Venezuelan creditors postponed until next week a decision on whether the state oil company has officially defaulted on its debt payments. Venezuela's government has faced international criticism after the country's Supreme Court took away most of the powers of the opposition-controlled Congress and imposed new constitutional assembly with broad authority. The World Health Organization reports that pneumonic plague is continuing to decline in Madagascar. Latest WHO figures put the number of suspected cases at 1,947, including 143 deaths. WHO spokesperson Fidela Chape says even though much success has been achieved, more vital work remains, and she tells VOA, since the start of the outbreak in August, WHO has trained teams of people who have traced some 6,000 contacts.
This is a huge operation. This needs to be done because you would need to maintain a high level of surveillance. You will need to train people. You will need also to provide logistical help to the hospitals and health centers.
And so far, there have been no reported cases of plague outside of Madagascar. Pope Francis is urging countries not to stockpile nuclear weapons, even for the purpose of deterrence. During a Vatican conference aimed at gathering support for nuclear disarmament, the Pope said nuclear deterrence policies give a false sense of security. His remarks appear to go further than previous popes who have said that while nuclear weapons should never be used, stockpiling them to deter other countries could be morally acceptable. Russia's parliament has warned some U.S. and other foreign media could be declared foreign agents and obliged to regularly declare full details of their funding, finances, and staffing. The Speaker of the Russian State Duma said that Parliament could back legislation as early as next week. This would be in response to what lawmakers there view as U.S. pressure on Russian media. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.